it's 0-0 here. But a good game of football considering the conditions that we're in. And FC United have acquitted themselves well, as Bradford Park Avenue has. Good play there by Ryle Tewson on the halfway line, because he was being pulled, he was being hustled and bustled by Jack Bannister. Now, can they get a decent ball with penetration into the penalty area? On the edge of the area it goes. There's a first time shot from Rowe, and this shot is an awkward one, but it falls kindly. First time shot comes across everyone, and it's going to be a goal, is it? It is indeed. They were looking for offside, FC, to be honest, and well, I think it was a number eight, Connor Branson. The shot from Rowe was a weak shot, and it P-rolled across everybody. Branson said thank you very much, and well, he's just pickled FC United, and it's 1-0 to the home team. And after all the resolute defending and good work, FC United find themselves a goal down. And again, they're the kind of goals you're going to find, in the, I think, in this kind of weather, where the shot comes in.
It's not the best shot of the game by a long way. And but I mean, he found the corner so well that it, you know, left Allinson with no chance of reaching it at all.
No, not a chance.
It wasn't hit with any particular pace. A bit disappointing that it's a goal scored in that manner, because it wasn't a great finish. But you know, it, like you say, conditions of the pitch, the weather, you know, it all plays its part.
It does. Let's hope we can have a little bit of luck like that ourselves. But I say, with 40 minutes on the clock, FC now found themselves a goal down. Lovely ball from Winter to this left-hand side. Here comes Sharp now. He opens his body, can get the shot away. Yes, he can. Oh, what a finish. What a goal. I thought for a moment then he'd just taken an extra touch. But that touch was absolutely impeccable. He played it across himself, and then he's actually rifled it in. But the ball from Harry Winter, he saw everyone on one side. Winter played the ball across, and a great goal from Sharp. Scoring against his old club, of course, yes.
Yeah,
and that's a wonderful
play.
Wonderful effort. And on 45 minutes, half-time, well, the team talk's already now done. And that was a great finisher, Emily.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a fantastic move from FC, right from this throw-in. You know, and like you say, when the ball fell to Winters, as he drove it forward, the ball to Sharp was a great one. He needed that extra touch just to get a bit more space. And as soon as he hit it, as soon as it left his boot, I knew it was going in. You can just tell with the contact, the way that he'd shaped up for it, fantastic. And nothing that they don't deserve.
Goal kick taken. It should go out for a throw-in. No, it's kept in play. Wallen there. That's another ball again for Willoughby to chase, and the defender is under pressure there, has to clear his lines. And again, that's what that ball every time is starting to really, really work over the shoulder. And FC United and Manchester, can they capitalise upon that? We're into the 19th minute of this second half. It's one apiece still, as well, the ball doesn't fall favourably. Well, it does now for FC United. Bannister with the penalty here. First action comes. Oh, what a beauty! Left foot top corner. Absolute wonderful ball. We just thought that Harry Winter had shown a bit too much of the ball. It comes across to Bannister, and he took it with his right foot, put it onto his left, and he just bent it. Top right-hand corner. The keeper drenched. Nothing he could do about it at all. And Bannister there, it was sublime.
Incredible. That was incredible. That's something that you'd want to watch over and over again, you know. As soon as he got the ball, as it opened up, you were expecting him to get a shot away, but he just hit that so perfectly right into the top corner. Keeper, absolutely no chance.
Absolutely superb. Really, really. And it just looked like the chance had gone, because Winter was here. We were in the ascendancy. He lost now, but it comes across nicely to him.
It looked like the defence were getting back in, you know, Bannister wasn't going to have enough time to make that shot and get that placement on it, but absolutely fantastic.
Simoes now, the ball falls kindly for Willoughby. Willoughby now, he's got Bannister on the side. Oh, comes across himself. Oh, 3-1! What you want him? You want him with the ball at his feet, going past defenders and then getting the shot away. And the England C international there did exactly that, showing why we brought him into this football club. He hasn't shown enough of it in recent times. We were talking about it last night on the other show that me and Ben do, saying he needs to really show that mettle, that extra yard of pace. And by Jove, whether or not it's the wind giving that extra 5 yards, I'm not quite sure of pace, but that was a great finish.
Absolutely brilliant. You know, just his movement, everything. You know, the ball into him as it's opened up. He's taken one look. And he's absolutely buried it. It's another absolutely fantastic goal.
And I was just about to say as well, really, a game like this, you need to get another goal to really put the pressure on. And just afterwards, what a finish. And I say, that ball over the shoulder every time, and that's what Willoughby does well.
They need to just keep playing that. Keep going. Don't give up now.
Don't sit back in a game like this. Don't drop. You just continue to play the football that you're playing. Anyway, on the edge of the area, slightly right-hand side, right on the line, Three players around. I think it's going to be Lewis Knight, the man to take it. As this ball whips in, it's a great ball and it's a great goal as well. There's nothing FC United's goalkeeper could do about that one. It was in a perfect position and certainly it gives the opportunity for the home team to get right back into this now. 32 minutes on the clock. It looked from here and we could really see it looked like a really soft free kick, didn't it?
It did. I think it felt a slight contact. Take nothing away from the actual free kick. It was right on the edge of the area. It's a difficult one to hit and he's managed to get it up and over and hit it fantastically.
Oh, it was a great. I mean, we've seen some cracking goals this afternoon. Well, FC just got to stay resolute. Everybody up. The short one FC haven't recognised yet. It comes to the edge of the penalty area. The number three, Danny Lowe. Can he get the ball into the area? He plays it out right hand side again. Delivery required. It's a good ball in there. There's loads of green shirts, loads of red shirts. First half shot comes in. Off the crossbar. Wonderful save. Where's the ball going to now? It's out for another corner. I don't know if it was Lloyd Allenson or a player, but it came off someone and it was flicked onto the top of the crossbar, flowing out for another corner. Balls are playing now and injured for FC United. Matches all happening here. Bodies everywhere. And the player down injured is back up now. It was Theo Brearley. The corner comes in again. Who's on the end of it? It's a good ball again across everybody. Oh, and it's inches wide and it's a goal kick. But wow, I mean, if that... Did you see who it came off?
I think it was Allenson.
Yeah.
I think he saved it like that, palmed it.
Because it was point blank and it was going in and it comes off the crossbar from only about 6 yards out. And if that's a save, it's a wonder save.